it now.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight. First, though, as I mentioned last hour, homeschooling moms are pissed. And I think rightly so. The story is from Home Education Magazine, and the story is about Subway, the sandwich shop. You know, sandwich artists and all that. Turns out that there's been a bit of a marketing decision that was a pretty poor choice on the part of Subway. They have a little contest that involves having your kid write some sort of story about a sandwich or something like that, and if you get the best story, then you'll win a prize, and the prize includes a $5,000 worth of athletic equipment for your child's school, a Scholastic gift basket, a Subway card for $100 value, and some other crap. And in the details of the contest, it says that no homeschoolers will be accepted. No homeschools, actually, is what it says, will be accepted. Now, it says here that
someone wasn't planning very well.
Well, it's according to the article here at homeedmag.com, to be technical about it, according to this, homeschoolers in the untied states are the only ones ineligible. They actually spelled United as untied in the Subway website.
That darn spell check.
Homeschoolers in the untied or the United states should be able to enter, but as we all can recognize, I digress with my tongue firmly in my cheek. The presumed rationale for the exclusion is the grand prize is athletic equipment for a school, and that homeschools aren't organized schools, and that the equipment is intended for a community and not a family. My own point of view is that the way the contest rules were worded is another indication of the increasing acceptance that children are creatures of school. This contest, a story-writing contest, includes children who are pre-K. The author says, do I really have to point out that 3- and 4-year-old children generally don't compose beginning, middle, and end stories? Also, this indicates the trend that no longer are young children preschoolers, but they are pre-kindergarten. Kindergarten itself used to not only be optional in the United States, but was considered a precursor to formal schooling. So now they've gone pre-K at this point, is what they're pointing out here. And they aren't allowing homeschooling folks to compete in this particular contest, so the moms are pretty angry. And as a result, you're looking at a boycott here of Subway sandwiches. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll join the boycott. I'm not much of a Subway person.
I don't go very often either. I feel like they're a little stingy with the meat.
So it won't be hard for me to stop, because I'm like you. I've been maybe once in the last five years.
It's not a boycott if you're not a customer of theirs. You know?
I see.
Not one of any consequence anyway. But sometimes, you know, you can order double meat there, which, you know, jacks up the price of the sandwich. I've had sandwiches from Subway, and they've been good. I think that, you know, I think this is wrong. I don't think they should have done this. And
sure. I mean, they could have made an
exclusion. They're foolish.
They could have made...
The reason I would suspect that they did it was because the prize is $5,000 worth of athletic equipment donated to your school.
Yeah.
And, well, how can you donate it to a homeschooler school? Well, the easy answer to that, and if anybody had been thinking about it, was that they didn't, you know, you could just donate it to a local park or organization or whatever. They could pick.
Or a lower amount value would go if you're a homeschooler winner. If you didn't choose a school, then you'd get, you know, $500 or something for your homeschool.
Right. They could have done all sorts of things. What they wanted to do, it seems to me, what it seems like, is homeschoolers win everything because that's the, you know, those are the smartest, most well-educated kids. They want to show from their PR standpoint, we, you know, this student and at this school that won and it was great, and here's a picture of the whole school having a great time. Instead, you've got a picture of, you know, little Molly, the homeschooler.
Right, yeah. And the marketing impact just for the kid who wins, there's going to be a lot of exposure for Subway at that school and among those parents.
Good point.
You probably assume that would be a lot of exposure. And, yeah, I think from a PR standpoint, they were looking for giving it to a school because then they would be helping. They could argue, for, you know, that they were helping hundreds of people and not just.
And if they're going to have their silly little contest and they don't want people to enter, they could have just... You know, they could have just excluded them under the radar, you know, when they, you know, they found out that they were a homeschooler. Oh, that one.
Chuck it in the trash.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that would have been the smarter thing to do from their standpoint, excluding homeschoolers like this. It's just ludicrous. It's dumb.
Well, and as the story here points out, Home Education Magazine says there's at least a million homeschoolers out there in America. So that's a pretty decent-sized segment of the marketplace. I mean, you're talking about alienating those million homeschoolers plus their parents. You're talking about, I mean, is whatever the potential publicity that would surround awarding one school $5,000, which couldn't be that much publicity. It really couldn't. I mean, it's not like newspapers or television news is going to jump all over this.
It's not that big of a donation, $5,000.
No, it's not going to be a big deal. Maybe the school will put out a press release to say, thanks to Subway for donating these soccer balls. But otherwise, there's not really going to be a lot of exposure versus this, which is going to spread like, you know, a virus.
Yeah.
It's going to go viral, and these homeschooling moms are going to send emails to one another, and the dads are going to find out, and Subway's going
to
suffer.
Right. Not to mention the fact that when Subway does decide to backtrack on this, and they will, they absolutely will. When they decide to backtrack, well, how are they going to? The word's not going to get out that they've backtracked.
Well, maybe it will.
Not so much. I don't
not
think
as
so.
Much,
it,
maybe.
It's news that they've excluded homeschoolers. It's not news that they backed up on it.
It's true. They should have made the right decision the first
time.
Are
we going to cover it when they retract?
Well, I don't know. If I get wind of it, I might mention it.
We don't mention things in this show. We talk about issues.
That's true.
We bring up an issue that we can talk about for at least a half an hour, if not an entire hour, being our...
Not really.
Two segments or four segments.
That's not really what we do.
Well, that's what we try to do.
Not really. It's very rare that any of our issues will last an hour without serious phone input on this show. Normally, if we don't have the phone calls to go to...
But we bring it up for the purpose of getting the phone calls, right?
Well, maybe, yeah.
So that's the intent. The Subway backtracking? Where's
it's
the
certainly not something to lead a show with. There's no doubt about that. All right, so figured I'd share that with you, those of you out there who are homeschoolers and who support homeschooling. Keep that in mind when you're going out for lunch next time. Maybe go to the local sandwich shop. There's one here. It's not local. What's it called? D'Angelo's.
D'Angelo's. It's an excellent sandwich shop. Yeah. I go to there regularly. Do yourself a favor. If you haven't gone to D'Angelo's, go in and check it out.
Or go anywhere but Subway at this point because they screwed up. All right. 800-259-9231 to Dave in Ohio listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I got some good news.
Yes, sir.
This is hot off the presses.
All right. Go.
The Athens County Board of MRDD dropped the MR off their
What's
name.
Who? What's the MRDD?
Excuse me, folks. Mental retardation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't like the term mental retardation? Is it a bad term? It's kind of like calling Native Americans or whatever Indians.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's very derogatory.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
What's the better terminology to use?
Person with a disability.
Yeah, but that doesn't really describe the disability, does it? I mean, that could be anything. I could have a broken leg.
What about mentally handicapped? Or
is that one better?
Mentally, you know.
How about
challenged?
We all have disabilities.
That much is true.
Yeah.
Some are bigger than others, and it's useful to be able to describe those disabilities. If somebody has, say, Down syndrome or something like that, and you're meeting them, you know, you're going to meet them for the first time, it might be useful to know that information rather than thinking you're going to meet, you know, the governor or something like that. You know what I mean? It's the reason that we describe people is to be able to have information about them.
Yeah.
There you go, Dave. Thanks for calling tonight.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I can understand why people are sensitive about that.
Yeah.
I certainly can.
I can. I mean, there's certainly derogatory terms. You know, you can describe somebody with the N-word, or you can describe them as black, or some people prefer African-American, or something like that.
I'm guilty of using the term retard. It's just something that I picked up when I was a kid, and I've just been using it ever since. What's a better one? Mental? You said mental what?
I don't know. Somebody who's mentally disabled or has some kind of mental handicap. I don't know if mentally challenged is really the way to say it. That just makes it sound like they're stupid, which isn't necessarily the case.
I've met a lot of good people that are, you know, have problems, and as far as their IQs aren't that high. What are you going to do?
1-800-259-9231. I don't really care about their IQ. What I care is, are they going to use force on me? That's my issue. That's what I'm concerned with. As long as you can get through your life okay without hurting somebody else, you're okay by me. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Ted Enders from Midas, May 27, 2008, gold 915.46. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 941.46, 463.70 for half, 231.85 for quarter. That's 941.46, 463.70, and 231.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about at shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire with hundreds of individuals who, like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We are going to be at Porkfest for the last 3 days. It's an entire week-long event. We're going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday broadcasting the show live. So really excited about that. It was a lot of fun last year, and it'll be hopefully three times the fun this time because we're going to be there three times as much.
If you can take some time off to go camping, I recommend Porkfest. You'll have a really great time. You know, there'll be all kinds of activities for kids and adults.
In fact, I know it's going to be more fun this time because Jason Osborne's going to be there this time, and last time he wasn't. And wherever Jason is, that's where the fun is.
He does like to create fun.
He is going to have the fun tent, right?
Yes.
It's going to be, like, from what I understand, free alcohol and free barbecue.
How much more fun could you get than
that? Right. I mean, it's a good time. Plus, you're around liberty activists and people that love freedom. It's great. Anyway, porkfest.com. We continue here. Speaking of New Hampshire, we go to the phones. Perhaps the youngest caller of all time. Her name is Alina in New Hampshire. Alina, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Milena, and I'm 9 years old. My question is, as a 9-year old living in Dover, New Hampshire, what can I do to promote the Free State Project to achieve liberty in my lifetime?
Wow. That's a good question. I think you're doing a good job right now getting on the radio and sounding cute and mentioning the Free State Project. People pay attention to that, right? Mark, your suggestion?
I'm at a loss. I would like to know what more I could do to promote the Free State Project, let alone being nine. I would say that being nine has some added advantages to it. Milena sounds like a rather cute little girl, and she isn't going to have some of the negative emotions attached that I am, perhaps. So, you know, all I can say, Milena, is talk to people about it, especially people outside of the state, and talk to them about how great the Free State Project is and what it means for you. And I assume that you're a homeschooler, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Yep, and tell them the freedoms that you're hoping to have around homeschooling, that kind of thing.
I think one other thing might be that there are going to be more and more as time goes on. For instance, Dave Ridley, we spoke to him a little while back from RidleyReport.com. He's doing civil disobedience, which he may decide to involve some underage people in which case someone like Alina could be able to get involved in that.
Milena.
Oh, Milena, I'm sorry. Someone like Milena could go and, you know, get hired under the age of 16, because that's the minimum age to work, I believe. So she would qualify for that, and that would be a photo opportunity. So, I mean, kids and photos, that usually goes pretty well. So something that you could do, like, in person as an activist to join the existing activists. In fact, that's something else that we've found. There's a young man who's a little bit younger than you, actually, Milena, here in the Monadnock region of New Hampshire. He comes out to some activist events with his parents, and just having him there kind of changes the flow of the event. Because then if the media comes or the cops come and it, you know, normally it would look bad for whatever reason, just from an outsider looking in, like, oh, those bunch of adults are over there stirring up trouble. If there's a kid with them, then it kind of changes the structure, doesn't it?
I think.
Yeah.
Nick, your advice for Milena while we have her here.
I think what you and Mark have suggested has pretty much hit it on the head. I mean, there's events out there. There's activism, maybe civil disobedience, if that's okay with parents.
Well, yes, everything
first.
Would have to be okay with mom and dad, and presumably it is. That's why you're on the phone tonight, I would imagine.
We practice civil disobedience daily.
Awesome. Well, fantastic. And I'd like to thank you for calling in tonight. We appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with continuing to spread the word about the Free State Project, because it really is exciting. If it wasn't exciting, we wouldn't be talking about it on the air like we do. Yes, they are an advertiser of Free Talk Live, but that only means that they buy, you know, one 15-second ad during the program and,
right,
you know,
we
a 30-second ad.
Members of the Free State Project before they ever became advertisers.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, we went after them. They didn't come after us.
Milena, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for taking the time to call in. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The other thing that makes it easy to promote New Hampshire and the Free State Project is all of the tyranny that's going on elsewhere in the country, all of just the terrible things that government is doing in the name of keeping you safe, I guess, and I suppose that's the excuse here in East Hampton, New York, where an East Hampton art gallery owner was led away in handcuffs over the weekend after she refused to stop serving drinks at an opening bash for a celebrity photo exhibit.
You gotta be kidding me.
As about 200 startled guests looked on, Ruth Kelb, generally known as Ruth Vered after her gallery's name, was arrested on a charge of selling alcohol without a liquor license. Vered, who's 67, she says, "I told them I've been doing this since before they were born."
And she probably has.
She says, "They have some nerve." She said the wine and the champagne were free, so she wasn't even charging for it. Mayor Paul Rickenbach said police were just doing their job. He said it's not something that's new and out of the blue at all. So you should have known, lady.
You know, just doing our jobs is the same excuse that the guys at Auschwitz, they used Nuremberg at the Nuremberg trials. They were using the same excuses. It was just our job to throw the Jews in the gas chamber. What's the big deal? Well, here these police officers are. They know full well that this is this woman's right to be able to give alcohol to her guests.
It's her property.
I don't know if she was charging perhaps an entrance into the gallery.
Maybe.
I don't know what she was doing. But it's her right to do that. And the fact that they would do that, it just goes to show, as far as I'm concerned, in a matter of degrees, that they're on that same path.
And this is something that, it's what I understood, always happened when a new art gallery or a new display came up, is that, you know, people who are into art went there and talked about the art.
There's always alcohol, usually a brewed libation as opposed to a distilled libation at galleries when they're having exhibitions.
Not in East Hampton. No, sir. We won't allow that kind of behavior around here. Who do you think you are, woman, opening up your own art gallery and letting people come in and fritter about with their alcohol drinks in their hands? What kind of a country do you think you're living in anyway? I mean, how do you justify this? Is it are the bartenders, the people that own bars in the city of East Hampton or wherever that is, are they that upset about this lady? Because that's where you could come from on this. You could suggest that, well it's protectionist racket.
It's not really
even competition.
The clientele they're going to this are not going to be drawn away from the bar.
The thing is it's probably beneficial to bars in the sense that these people are now out of the house to go to this. What night was this? Was this
Saturday night?
Oh, Saturday night. Okay. They're now out of the house. They may not have gotten out of the house. I didn't go anywhere this Saturday night. I stayed in. If I had gone to an art exhibition, perhaps afterwards I would want to go to a bar and continue talking about the art and drinking and whatever.
So this is just the government enforcing its asinine rules, which may have been created to protect the bartenders, protectionism, which is frequently where these rules come from, but just enforcing them and not caring. They don't care. They're just so heartless. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. We go to some international news. The UK, apparently, now remember, the police state in the UK, pretty bad. It's worse there than it is over here, and it's getting worse over there, and it's getting worse here. But here's the latest in the police state news from The Guardian. Guardian.co.uk reporting. A future conservative government will bring in boot camps for unemployed young people aged between 18 and 21 who refuse to take a job, according to the party's welfare spokesman. In a significant hardening of conservative policy toward welfare claimants, he'll announce the abolition of benefit payments for any able-bodied person under 21 who's out of work for more than 3 months and who refuses to go on a compulsory community service program or boot camp training course aimed at improving their work discipline and giving them basic skills to get a job. Now, I'm certainly not in favor of welfare, and I don't want to make it sound like I am, but in this case, putting people in boot camp?
Well, it's not mandatory, though. That's only if they want to keep their benefits, correct?
Well, that is true. That is true.
So, if, you know, if they want to suck off the teeth of the state, maybe they have to sell themselves to the state.
Right. That's all. I just wanted to point that out because it's disturbing. It's yet another layer of state indoctrination that, as though welfare
recipients...
I've got
to say that I like it better. I think that they should put more and more strictures on people that want to get free money.
Why not just cut them off?
I think that's superior, but... It's difficult to get people to go along with that. Are you kidding? Just cut these people off? Yeah, cut them off. It's the only thing you can do to
I understand what you're saying, Mark.
Improve their life. life.
It may be difficult from a PR standpoint, but it is the best thing that you can do. And in addition, what this is going to result in is these young people who, again, between 18 and 21, who are on welfare. So it's bad enough that they're on welfare. They've already got the entitlement mentality. Now we're going to take them to the next step and say, okay, well, we're going to bring you into this state-run program, this boot camp, where you're going to allegedly learn skills. Who knows how that's going to end up working out. But what it's going to do is going to make them ever more dependent on the government than they've ever been before. And I think that that's pretty disturbing.
Well, or you could argue that a lot of young people who aren't willing to get a job and simply want to live off welfare benefits will simply get a job or figure something else out and let their benefits lapse as opposed to go to boot camp. Because I would imagine, and I don't know for sure, many people would rather simply stop receiving welfare benefits than go to some kind of a boot camp. Is this a program like a military-style boot camp, or is that just, are they... Is this just like
anything they call boot camp probably is going to be
the crap
somewhat
out of me.
Military style. And you're right, Nick. There are going to be some people that are going to say, no way in hell. I'll just, you know, cut my payments. I'm not going there. But what if you're such a lazy, shiftless douche that, you know, the idea of boot camp sounds like an improvement to you? I mean, you're in some crap hole apartment, some flat, and trying to make the rent payments with the welfare checks you're getting. Then all of a sudden the government comes along and says, hey, come on into this 12-month-long boot camp. We'll put a roof over your head and give you some training.
I think that many people believe, though, that boot camp, that the military and boot camp and those kind of things instill discipline and self-discipline, and which is really just an entire misnomer. How can anything but yourself instill self-discipline?
Yeah.
It's ludicrous, and all you have to do is look at the different types of people that come out of the military. Some of them, of course, do have discipline, but they went in having discipline.
Right. You kind of have to have self-discipline to subject yourself to...
Right. You know, people look at the military for a few different reasons, and, you know, none of them, as far as I'm concerned, are the greatest in the world. But some people look at it as a way to instill discipline, and what you get out of it is, in fact, my uncle said that it almost ruined him for the working world. The military did. The Air Force. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't believe that it actually did, because the people that are driven, and
right.
It doesn't really matter.
It seems to me that working induces discipline, and that
right.
If you are undisciplined and you're not showing up to work on time, you're going to get fired after so many times. You'll realize you better get it together.
I don't know if it's so much a discipline issue as once you're... It's kind of like being institutionalized in a way, because you're told what to do and when to do it and how to do it.
Right.
And once you get out into the working world, if you don't have self-direction, there's no one to tell you, you know, you have to go out today and apply for a job, and you have to, you know,
I'd like to not worry. You know, a lot of them say to themselves, I'd like to not worry about paying for things like housing and electricity and water and all these other things that the free world you have to pay for. And they'll give me a little money here and there. They'll tell me what I'm going to eat. They'll tell me when I'm going to work. They'll tell me when I've got to be there. And I'll get some discipline out of the deal, and, you know, just all these other things. And it's sad, but without the military, some other business, if we allowed it to happen, would in fact fill in this void for people that want to be told what to do and how to do it and when to do it and that kind of thing.
There are jobs like that. I mean, you can go work on an oil rig out in the North Atlantic or something, and that's...
But you still have to pay for, you're on 2 weeks, you're off 2 weeks, is that right, I think?
Yeah, it's very highly structured.
So you're still going to have to pay for some kind of rent 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. You can probably pick up some overtime, and you could live in a hotel after that, you know, but whatever.
I guess if people are completely opposed to living in a world where they can make their own choices, then...
If you get turned down as a roughneck, you might or might not get the job. You will not get turned down by the Army.
That's pretty much true.
800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on this or whatever's on your mind. It just seems to me disturbing because it's going to be yet another path of allowing people to take advantage of taxpayers and get their entire life subsidized for a certain period of time that, you know, more people under the wing of the state is not a good thing for freedom. So that's what I wanted to bring it up for. We continue here with your calls. You bring up anything. Mike in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to let you guys know I woke up this morning and I had a little spring in my step. I felt a about 80% safer this morning. I didn't know why until I heard the story about the old lady getting arrested.
Mm. Oh, what? Which old lady?
The woman with the
art gallery?
The art gallery, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty, I guess, somewhat old, 67.
Well, okay.
Sure.
That's
old enough to receive, benefits from certain things.
Yeah, I think once you hit that age, you're considered an old lady or an old man.
She's probably no spring chicken.
No, well, you know.
Yeah. So you felt safe because the criminal is...
And I didn't know why until I heard that story.
Mm.
I mean, I just feel so much safer now that I know that people like her are getting arrested.
Yes, another hardened, lawless criminal taken off the streets of East Hampton, New York.
Yep. And as far as that thing in England goes, I say, you know, if you make your bed, you sleep in it. So, you know, I see no problem at all with that. If you're going to, you know, suck off the government, then don't complain when they, you know, put all kinds of demands on you and...
That much
request.
I understand, and I'm with you.
I think the worst part of it is that likely the people that go through these programs have, you know, there's a period of time the government gets to even further indoctrinate them, and you and I would have to pay for it if it were in the United States.
Taxpayers.
Sure, public schools are certainly a good example, but, you know, that this is further indoctrination for adults.
Exactly.
All right.
Mike, any other thoughts?
And that's pretty much it.
Thanks,
just
dude,
wanted to say I feel a lot safer now.
Yep. They're locking up little old ladies for giving away alcohol at art exhibitions.
It's, you know, and what's the difference between that and you sitting at home with 50 people at your house cracking open beers? I mean,
it's a great question. What is the difference?
Well, because there's money being made. There's money being made. It's an art gallery.
Well, I mean, people have Avon parties and Tupperware parties all the time, and they drink, and there's money being made.
You can believe that if they found out about it and knew about it and, you know, could figure it out, that there would be a bust.
Yep, that's true. Mike, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. The police diligently cleaning up our
streets. The socialists have managed to make it seem like having a business, making money, is evil somehow. So therefore, it's separate and different, and it's not. Every man has to make money. Every person that lives has to make money, and making money, working, laboring, that is part of the human condition. It's no different than breathing. That's what we want people to do is make money.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. South American Union coming up. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-990-4998. That's 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. Order great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. All there for you. store.freetalklive.com. So there's been a lot of talk recently about this whole concept that's been brewing out there called the North American Union. Some people are pretty certain that it's coming down the pike, and there are certainly some indicators. There is the government's own Security and Prosperity Partnership Program, which is some sort of somewhat secretive program involving the Mexican, Canadian, and U.S. governments getting together and setting rules and coming to agreements on trade matters and things like that. And there have just been some indicators that have been suggesting that there's going to be a North American Union. Some people have suggested they're going to come out with their own currency, the Amero, to replace the ailing U.S. dollar. And that's certainly a plausible suggestion because it would make sense to take all the attention off of the dollar with a brand new, shiny, pretty, colorful piece of currency called the Amero. So all of this is possible. And it may even be happening. And it may even be more likely now. Because according to the BBC, it looks like there's now a South American Union. Leaders of 12 South American nations have formed a regional body aimed at boosting economic and political integration in the region. At a summit in Brazil, they signed a treaty which created the Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR. Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, said the move showed that South America was becoming a global player. But tensions between several members will make it difficult for the group to achieve its goals, whatever those are. They said at the summit that the differences between some of their governments were a sign of vitality in the region. So here you go. I mean, they could go on and pat themselves on the back for the rest of the article, but they've done it. There's a South American Union. There's a European Union.
There's an African Union.
There is an African Union?
It's
I didn't know that.
Not very effective, but right. There is a body called the African Union that is a continental-type governing organization
that's where things
started.
Are going, and so it would make sense if North America was next.
Well,
and then there's global government after that.
It's so alluring because one of the ways that they get fiscal conservatives on board is they say, well, look, we're going to drop trade barriers between the United States and Canada and Mexico and Cuba, you know, wherever, the North America, North American continent and the Caribbean. I think there's a Caribbean Union, too, by the way.
Really?
Not that, you know, I mean, they would have to band together in some ways just to be more viable. You know, they say they're going to drop these trade barriers. Fiscal conservatives say, well, trade barriers are bad. Dropping some trade barriers is good. Okay. And then, of course, the socialists or one world government types, they believe that the very best way to bring good, just government to everyone is by having a good, big, just centralized government.
Mm. Well, you know, you can have you can drop trade barriers without having a union. They could do that if they wanted to. They could just decide, okay, no more trade barriers, and that would be great. That would be much more free market. That would be something that all of us would agree with. But that's not the proposal that's on the table. The proposal is centralization. The proposal is more control. And the bureaucrats are particularly excited. See, it doesn't really matter that much what you and I think, because we're not the ones making the decisions. What matters is the bureaucrats and what they think, and the elected officials and what they think, and what they are wanting is more power. And if there's a North American Union, then that gives them more sway over a greater swath of territory. And what bureaucrat wouldn't want more power in his little dominion?
Yeah, and generally you see restrictions on trade get tighter. The trade barriers are dropped, but there's more regulation because, you know, there are more socialist nations we in our case, we would be partnering with. And everybody kind of tries, each faction tries to throw in, you know, their regulations. The Mexicans might have regulations that they think would be very important to impose on the whole union. America might too. The Canadians might. So you generally end up with a lot more regulation. And at least in the United States, while we have a lot of unelected bureaucrats writing laws at this point, they're at least kind of appointed through an elected Congress. But if you look at what happened in the European Union, there's really not a whole lot of democratic control over the people in Brussels writing the laws. I mean, there's very little representation, and you have so much less representation as an individual. I mean, it's hard to control a state government. Never mind the federal government, and then you add something above that.
So they're even more isolated.
Yeah.
They're even more centralized. They're even more isolated away from people's opinions, because we've talked about before, is exactly what you're saying. If it's a local government, you live down the street from those people. So to some extent, they have, even though they're not your representatives, I mean, that's a fantasy. No one could possibly represent more than themselves. But at least they're there within your grasp, to where they have to smile when they see you, and they have to pretend like they're nice. And it's just, there's more control to some extent at a local level. State, less control. Federal, less control. A North American Union, even less control than the UN. I mean, this is just an awful idea. But that's the way things are going, which is why secession is so imperative. Because the sooner that we can have somebody secede, whether it be individuals seceding or the state seceding, I don't care who does it, we need to see secession soon before something like this comes to North America.
Well, Ed, you can make the argument. I mean, once you have a prospect of a North American Union being openly discussed by talking heads, I think you can really make the argument that they're already putting an end to the United States. A lot of the arguments against secession are more emotional than logical, and it has to do with, you know, we need to try to keep the union together. Well, if the United States is just going to become another state in a larger nation, essentially, what's the point in preserving that?
That's
the
a great
United
point.
States is, as we know it, is dissolved.
That could be you're right, you know, that could be a real turning point for a lot of the God and country types that are all law and order, yeah, America, my nation's the best, those kind of people, the flag wavers.
Absolutely.
Well, if they're about to lose their nation, then what do you got now? You got where you're living, so why not secede? It would seem as though that secession could really catch on in that kind of an environment.
And
where the North American Union is sort of looming, secession could be a really hot idea.
And if states that didn't want to be part of the North American Union still wanted to be part of a unit, I mean, you could have, say, North and South Dakota could break off, and if they wanted to keep interacting like they're part of the same country, they could work something out.
Sure.
So, you know, I think that would be a turning point for a lot of people, or at least it should be for those who talk about the Constitution and the rule of law and American sovereignty. I mean, a lot of people on the right, that's where.
So bring it on, then.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You don't want to propagate and foster something bad happening so that something good will happen.
Yeah, but this one, it seems like it's coming anyway.
I would say that it's down the pike.
If
They're
they follow the trend that the other countries have done, then it will be coming. Let's go to your calls. Eric's on the line in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Eric. Eric?
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have to say that a lot of people are thinking about this North American Union from the aspect of a government control. People need to take a much closer look at who's really behind all this. And it's a cultural expansion. It has nothing to do with governments or big business.
What's that mean?
It's a strong cultural expansion that's been going on since the beginning of time for control of people. People need to look on their own. They need to educate themselves.
I'd like you to help educate me right here, right now. What do you mean when you say cultural expansion? What does that mean?
There's a distinct group of people in this world who have one agenda, and that is to control the rest.
Oh, I think that
look
everyone.
Look at their writings, look at their history.
To a lesser or greater extent, everyone has the desire to control other human beings.
Nobody's written about it for 2,000 years and all their teachings so much as these people. But I will not name these people. People need to find out who they are on their own.
So, like Beelzebub, if you name them, they'll come?
No, it is a very sound, historic, documented trend of control of media, of banks, of the medical profession.
Are we talking Jews here?
All of the major aspects of cultural humanity.
Are you saying the Jews are in control?
No, I didn't say it.
You didn't say it, but...
Oh, you're one of those, are you?
Did you say it?
You didn't
it's
say
it. It's in the back of all of our minds, isn't it?
Well
not mine, because I'm not a bigot.
Oh, I've heard it before, so that's the reason it is. You know, my best friend is Jewish, and he says he doesn't get the newsletter.
Well, you gotta aspire to the Talmudic Jew and the aspirations of the teachings of man that swayed away from the teachings of the elders in the beginning.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Look, that's just nonsense. The fact is, the people that you need to be concerned about are anybody that wants to control your life. Whatever their color, or their origins, or their gender, or their hair color, or whatever, as long as they deign to control you, as long as they deem themselves the authority and they want to tell you how to live your life, those are the people you need to be concerned with. And it's impossible to identify them all because there are too many.
And if the Jews controlled everything, why have they allowed themselves to be gassed in Germany and driven from their homeland and
don't forget in Spain during the Inquisition?
Oppressed. Yeah.
It's easy. This is easy. There are people out there that wish to control your life. What's hard is researching through tomes and tomes of books and all over the internet trying to figure out who they are and what their agenda is. Forget that.
Yeah.
There are people out there that want to control your life.
Look to your local governments. There's your answer. Those are who the people are, whoever they
are. Local, state, and federal.
Yep.
And the UN.
Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment. JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are you concerned?